This WBEZ podcast is supported by The Auditorium, presenting Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, April 24th through the 26th. Experience the power, passion, and athleticism under the direction of newly appointed artistic director, Alicia Graf Mack. Plus, five Chicago premieres showcasing the bold innovation and artistry that have made Alvin a global cultural treasure. Tickets at auditoriumtheater.org.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Illinois' ban on semi-automatic firearms is on trial today at a federal district court in East St. Louis. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal reports.
Gun rights advocates are arguing that banning guns like the AR-15 violates people's Second Amendment right to defend themselves. Since January of 2023, when the law took effect, advocates have filed a flurry of lawsuits in both state and federal courts. They've tried getting a judge to order a temporary halting of the ban, but have so far been largely unsuccessful. Today will be the first actual trial over whether the law should be permanently overturned because it violates the Constitution. Attorney David Segal is representing the plaintiffs. He says recent landmark decisions from the U.S. Supreme Court upholding gun ownership gives him hope. The trial will last through Friday. Mawa Iqbal, WBEZ News.
A Chicago City Council committee today is scheduled to vote on nearly $15 million to settle four police misconduct lawsuits. Most of this money would go to Anthony Jakes. He spent 20 years in prison after detectives under the disgraced late Commander John Burge beat a false confession out of him in a 1991 murder case. Another settlement before the City Council panel is tied to Ronald Watts, a corrupt former sergeant. The city would pay $500,000 to Alvin Waddy. He spent 463 days locked up on a 2007 wrongful drug conviction. Mayor Brandon Johnson's administration would not say whether Waddy's payout would be a yardstick to settle lawsuits brought by 187 other exonerees tied to Watts. A Chicago City Council panel is expected to decide whether to approve or reject Mayor Brandon Johnson's latest pick for a powerful council leadership post today. Johnson has elected Alderman Walter Burnett to serve as the chair of the influential Zoning Committee. The Zoning Committee is responsible for vetting everything from residential home additions to affordable housing developments and major corporate projects. Burnett has served on the council since 1995 and is a moderate member of the Black Caucus. He represents the West Side's 27th Ward, which is home to the Illinois Medical District, the United Center, and the West Loop's meatpacking-turned-restaurant hub. Burnett's appointment is expected to be less controversial than Johnson's previous choice. Progressive firebrand Alderman Byron Cicho Lopez, who could not garner enough support. People from all over the country flew to Chicago to celebrate Mexican Independence Day at El Grito Fest. WBEZ's Anna Savchenko was there.
Aaliyah Gomez and three of her girlfriends traveled from McKinney, Texas to attend the festival.
2 years ago, I came to something similar, so I told the girls about it, and we booked our flight according to be able to come here.
Her friend Dea Torres says commemorating Mexican Independence Day through song and dance is an important part of their culture.
It's a way of like celebrating where my family came from, like my parents, undocumented and all that kind of stuff kind of helps us out a lot.
Torres says she plans to celebrate by blasting music by Chalino Sanchez in the days to come. Anna Savchenko, WBEZ News.
Something else you should know today. Congressman Eric Sorensen is calling for an end to political violence after the apparent assassination attempt of former President Donald Trump yesterday. The Democratic representative from Illinois says he was, quote, relieved that President Trump is okay after the incident in West Palm Beach, Florida. Local authorities say the U.S. Secret Service agents protecting Trump fired at a man pointing an AK-style rifle with a scope as Trump was playing on his golf course. A suspect is in custody. The shooting comes 2 months after Trump was wounded by a gunshot at a rally in western Pennsylvania. Today's weather, there will be plenty of sunshine and a high in the mid-80s, and tomorrow we're expecting similar weather with a high of 81. That's it for now. Later today, when you think of tech startups, Chicago is probably not the first region that comes to mind, but it's a growing scene, according to two local founders.
One of the great things about Chicago is not only the low cost of living relative to other giant cities, the culture that's around, the things that you can do, but also the chill feeling. You're not going to discover something amazing if you're busy and pressured all the time. we're a city, but we're chill, and people know how to have a good time and take it easy, and that allows people to have time to be creative and have great ideas.
The conversation about Chicago's startup scene, including the story of how one local tech company got off the ground. That's at 1 o'clock. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.